Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Anyone worthy or anyone old? Oh my goodness, I can stay in this praise and worship. Y'all pray for my voice, Lord Jesus. This different climates. I'm in Jason's time zone today. I have to speak this morning. So I'll be soothing my vocal cords. But I think it was just the AC in here. But I'm going to fight my way through because, you know, nothing's going to stop me coming and giving God praise in our Faithpreneur Sunday Joy. We shouldn't enjoy that Sunday. Our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call on Saturday and our Faithpreneur Sunday Joy radio show on Sunday. So this worship song that you just heard, it's a medley featuring John Wiles, and it's on YouTube. Just wonderful worship. And there's just something about that name, Jesus. And when you can just be in worship and just come before God with the first fruits of your lips, just praising him. The song said, is anyone worthy of all that just God is, all that he does? It is a blessing to wake up one more time and give him glory, give him honor, and give him praise. I thank God for each and every one of you who keep our space open for our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. We haven't been moving with the conference call line just because of my travel schedule. So I've gotten a few requests of when the conference line opening. So we have to figure that out as I've been on the road, as you know, doing all the things associated with my current responsibilities. But I just truly am so grateful to God for bringing us through this first quarter of 2026, for each of you that continue to sow into moving the work that we do forward. Josie, I want to thank you. I got a note from the team. Thank you for the blessing that you continue to be to the work that we're doing. It's not lost on me, each and every one of you, and Pat and Carmen, who is speaking today. So Carmen is not here in the room. Keep her. And Bishop Dixon in the Community of Faith and Prayer, they're having a women's conference today. So she won't be able to be live in the room because they've already begun. But I thank God for the way that he is moving, the way that he's working. There's so much packed into it all. And this is my anniversary weekend. I am speaking today to do a keynote out here in LA. And then we're going to stay and celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary. So to God be the glory for that. Just everything that he is doing, God has already worked it out before you can figure it out. So just hold on to his unchanging hands. I'm going to say good morning to the Jason Hodge and our clubhouse auntie, Dr. Roz. Congrats to you as we celebrated you from Weibo and the virtual work that you did there. So a lot to do. So, bro, let me check your mic real quick.
Mic check, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, awesome. You're vertical.
I'm semi-vertical.
Well, look, I'm in the same struggle with you in your time zone right now.
Right.
I'm getting a Ricola and some tea because I'm like, what just happened to my voice?
You sound like Herbert the Frog on the microphone.
Right.
Working on out, but
we're losing you, sis. Hey, sis, we're losing you.
Uh-oh, did I lose you?
Yeah, sounds like you're talking in the box. Okay, while we wait for Dr. Stacy to pop back on you.
connection here. So okay. Stand by.
And how y'all doing today? Just pop in the chat what you got going on this week. Not much. It's like your mic is not connected. I don't know if it's Bluetooth or what, but it sounds like you are far away from your phone.
All right, let me
and kind of hollow
connection now. Jay,
still saying.
Okay, mic check. Can you all hear me?
We can hear you. It just sounds like you're in a box. That's all. And we can roll with it, though. Not a problem. Are you on Bluetooth, sis? Okay, and while we do the background work, I'm so happy to hear you guys and see you here in the clubhouse. And I'm sure that you've got a lot of great things to share this week. We've had quite an eventful week, you know, as everything is moving forward. Things are being picked up. A lot of behind the scenes activity taking place. Let's see if you're good, Dr. Stacy. All right, while we wait for Dr. Stacy to get that sorted out, Roz, how you doing? Dr. Smile herself.
Hey, blessings, you're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. I pray all are doing well. Can you believe the first quarter? The first quarter is like over, you know? Oh my gosh. It was like 90 the other day. Now it's about 43 in the Dallas area. All we're getting ready.
Okay, can you all hear me?
Much better.
Okay.
And then the
yeah,
and now.
Hey, Dr. Roz, it sounds like you're in the Matrix now, or is it me?
It's happening in
America. Yeah, you sound like you're in the Matrix now, Dr. Roz.
Oh, wow. Lord. Okay. What is happening?
Okay, so this must be a really good call today.
I'm telling you.
It's probably going to be a really good call today.
It must be, because I don't know. What was the last thing you heard, bro? I was running my mouth.
Let's see. Hey, great seeing you guys. No, I'm just kidding. I forget what it was, the last thing that you said, but you were talking and then all of a sudden it sounded like you were far away and like you were talking in a hollow box.
And it then just totally
it sounded like your
down.
Bluetooth may have, you know, disconnected or something. And then your phone was now having to pick you up based on what the room echo was, as opposed to going straight to the phone.
I don't know what was going on, because I wasn't even using Bluetooth, but the devil is alive.
Right.
You all can hear
me
now.
You sound great now, so.
Okay, well, thank God.
We'll see if we can get Roz out of the Matrix as well.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on. So you did hear me say that Carmen is in the middle of a women's conference.
We heard that. Yes.
Okay, all right. My shout out to Josie. Patricia,
and then we heard that you're in my time zone, which is good.
Yes.
So I'll have to see if I can navigate you all through the streets of L.A. in order to get you something for your throat.
Yeah, it'll be a medicine ball in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. That's what.
Right.
That'll be the first navigation, right.
Navigate this, right? Exactly.
Yeah, grab that medicine ball real quick, I'm glad you can hear me now. I don't know what happened. It must be the signal in the hotel where I am. Okay. But I bless God for my Faithpreneur family, all of you who continue to pray for all of us, you know, not just me, but all of us with the work and assignments that God has given us. For those of you who continue to sow and sponsor the work because it takes real dollars to move everything forward. And I never used to take up any offerings or ask anyone to make any contributions until I would say when I started doing the work with the youth and sponsoring them to go to the women who women doing it big. I have too many women acronyms for all the groups that I'm associated with. And I think at that time, Josie was the first one in the family to say, I'm going to sponsor some of these teens to go and then continue to sow into the work that we've been doing to help those in community. And then Patricia during COVID was like, can I pay my tithes? I said, pay your tithes. I'm like, Jesus, what go? They trying to, is this a... But it's the way that God was showing me the marketplace ministry that he gave me. And she's been consistent as well. And so many others, you know, Carmen being a sponsor of the work, and every dollar counts, from Darren to whoever has taken time to say, you know, I want to see this move forward. I want to see the development of what God is doing and be a part, be in community, just like when you pay tithes into your church. And just the conversation around tithing, that tithing, you put it into something that's bearing fruit, something that is showing the fruit of the Spirit and being able to win souls for Christ, depending on where it is that God has placed your assignment and your work. And Destiny Designers University is the safe place for the growth and development of faithpreneurs, for those who understand that their gift, their skill, their talent was placed on the inside of them in order for them to share it in the marketplace and be fruitful and multiply from it. So it's a blessing when I think on all of what God is doing and the way that he's making. I was at a taping for the Sherry Shepherd Show this week, and it wasn't on my schedule, bro. You know, this week has been packed like every other week. But I said, all right, I'm going to go because Tyler Perry was going to be there, and Country Wayne, who's this young comedian. And Tyler was just there talking about not only the work that he was doing, but encouraging Sherry, because everyone knows that they didn't pick her show up for the next season, which kind of shocked everyone. And she mentioned the testimony before he did that they were at his house, and he has a chapel in his house that he built, apparently. And he prayed for her, and he prayed for Tiana Taylor. They both happened to be at the house because of the project that they were working on. And I said, you know, people got a lot to say about Tyler Perry. You know, some people love him, some people don't, question all these things. And I said, in spite of all of what people try to put him in a judgment seat for, the man has done so much to help so many people. And every time that I'm interacting with him in person or even some of his interviews, he still gives God glory and praise. And I said, Lord, you're the only judge. You're the only one that knows the heart of man. You're the only one that understands who is actually calling your name in sincerity and who's calling it in vain, who's handling the word of God deceitfully. And in that moment, I just found myself just praying for him in my seat, saying, you know, bless him and help him to really shine a light for the good that he does. And if there's anything that he is not doing of your will, it's not my place to be judging him. It's my place to say a prayer for God to guide and to lead him and to help him to use this very global platform for good. And it just made me think about the Sadducees and the Pharisees. We got a whole lot of them, bro, all over the place, just condemning and discussing and judging instead of focusing on living the life that God has called us to live, being beacons of hope and being examples of who God is. And I just thank God for each of you in this community, in our Destiny Designers University home, right? This family, where as faithpreneurs, we can grow our faith. And what is growing our faith? Building our relationship with God, knowing who he is for ourselves, that we don't have to borrow somebody else's testimony. We can stand on our own two feet, knowing what God is to us, because he's the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I thank God for
how each of you have been growing and developing your skills, your platforms, your voices, and that you can do it with the confidence of knowing that it's not for form or fashion. You're not trying to impress other people. You're trying to do what God has called you to do and be a blessing and be rewarded by God for those blessings. So that was just on my heart as I was talking to Andrew about Tyler. And then we started talking about Bishop Jakes and Pastor Hannah. There's a lot of the very visible people in the kingdom. Now, I'm not condoning folks who are out here just doing crazy things that we know have nothing to do with the word of God, right? Like, there ain't no Jesus in it. But if you are doing something to help God's people and you can see the results, there's some receipts because the word always leaves a witness. And if you can see the witness in somebody's life, instead of condemning them, instead of judging them, pray for them. Right? Pray for God to continue to use them as willing vessels, because even those who have fallen short, God's not one of those people like man that just take it from you because you mess up. Your anointing is your anointing. If you mess up, you got to deal with that and deal with reconciling, but he doesn't remove your anointing. So it's a thin line, even for the very elect not to get messed up. So let's spend more time introspectively looking at ourselves, looking at how we could show up better, looking at how we can pray better, increase our prayer discipline, looking at how we get into the word. When we say the word is our daily bread, what does that mean? What are we digesting every day? What is it that is strengthening our spirit so that we can fight against the wiles of the enemy? How do we learn how to fast, not just to turn down our plate because we're not eating, but to turn down the things that would beset us, to turn down our plate so we can focus on the spiritual food? How are we sowing? Are we taking the earnings and taking a tenth of that to give it back to God in the spaces and places and ministries that are moving things forward? These are the very fundamental and basic things that sometimes we complicate, and people want to make it what it's not. And what it is a true and authentic relationship with God. So as you go through the trials and tribulations, you're not shocked. You're not like, well, you know, I thought I was good. I thought, as the kids would say, I thought I was Gucci because I said I'm a Christian. It's more than that. You got to work every day to work out your soul salvation and to do what God has called you to do. So be encouraged and know that God is still in control. You can do all things through Christ who strengthened you, not some things. That's why we bring the scripture to foundationally ground us. For years, we have started this call with what you're grateful for. And then I've, in the last couple of years, encouraged more of speaking the scripture out, because I understand at a deeper level how important it is to open up your mouth, to articulate the word of God, because it can never return unto him void. To be in a worship space. You know, I laugh when Pastor Hannah preaches. He's like, I know some of you like, it don't take all that. Why y'all so loud? Why y'all so noisy? And it reminds me of Reverend Mother used to preach that. She said, they can call us the noisy church because we know how to open up our mouths and praise God. When you praise God, all that weight falls off of you. When you praise God, you're releasing whatever burden, whatever situation to him, for him to fix it, because he's already worked it out while we trying to figure it out. So when we open up our mouth in this room to give God praise, chains are broken. When we open up our mouth to give God praise, healing happens. When we open up our mouths and give God praise, deliverance is here. These are the things that we've been taught as we journey as a faithpreneur. So I encourage you to remember that God is strengthening you. It's not any strength of your own. Great is he that's within you than he that's in the world. So I am grateful for the learning, for the development, for the sustainability. As you look back over your life, as the song says, you can see where God has brought you from. And you get a glimpse. That's the prophetic word, right? It gives you a glimpse of where you are going. But can you be faithful during the wait? All right, bro. I'm going to take a breath and turn it over to you.
Hey, but your voice sounds like it is strengthening as you speak.
Amen. Right. I ain't playing. Right. Enemy can't shut me up today. I will not be on the mute ministry. Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, it is so important. And you tapped into something that is critical, and that is the prayer. And everybody's got to develop their relationship with the Father so that they can get their proper marching orders. And that way you're clear on what your role is at all times. You know, the word says that if we abide in him, he abides in us. And so the question is how often are we abiding in the Father? How often are we letting his word wash us? And how clear are we when we are operating, when we're moving, when we're speaking, so that we are making sure that the words that are coming out of our mouths, they are the words that are endorsed by him. So that's critical. Word and deed.
That's amen. Good. Amen. Amen. And how was your week?
You know, my week was, it was good. I'll say that. and it's because good is a choice. And so, you know, even with the ups and downs, you know, today is when everybody gets together to remember my dad. And so it's, you know, I am seeing just how we're going to work that out, because I'm here. Everybody else is there. And, you know, just doing the virtual thing. So I'm looking forward to being on the other side of today. And then all of the things that took place this week. It was a good week. I mean, you know, good stuff happened. A lot of great stuff happened, and a lot of growth stuff happened too. So I say that it's a win on all fronts. Growth isn't always the most fun thing to do. And the experience of it, when you look back, it's like, I'm grateful for it. Going through it is not always the most pleasant experience.
It isn't.
So I'll have to say that I'm glad, though, that going through, I know I'm going through, getting through, and then continuing to grow. So good week, good win.
You and the family in this period of condolences, bereavement rather, as we extend our condolences. Mm-hmm. And it's always for me just an interesting process when you're going mm-hmm. through grief, and mm-hmm. depending who it is, or I should say bereavement, because we don't grieve as others grieve,
right.
Depending on that person's relationship with God. But Reverend Mother used to always preach about funerals, and she just had a revelation that God gave her that, you know, the person who is transitioned, they're transitioned. And mm-hmm. what we are able to do is just learn from whatever experiences we had with them while they were living. And she focused on the things that we need to do while people are living,
right.
And not wait for them not to physically be here,
right,
to try to exercise love or forgiveness or any mm-hmm. of those things that mm-hmm. can torment you if you let it, or it can make you feel like, you know, I did all I could.
Right.
While they were here, like there was no question. And that, I think, helped me even when she transitioned, when my grandmother transitioned, that there was nothing that I could say. I did not let them know,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I loved them. And then there have been other instances where I've been in a situation where it wasn't a favorable relationship.
Right.
And I didn't wish them any ill, but I also knew that I did all I could to be decent and in order,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
so that I could reconcile with that. You know what I mean? So it's
yes.
it's definitely an interesting path. And we talk a lot about those we keep covered in prayer in this room who have lost loved ones, right? Whether it be siblings, whether it be children, whether it be parents. It's just different levels of pain when you lose certain people in your life. But on the front end, it's a reminder to live each day where there's no question
right.
that the people that you love know you love them. And then it's another grounding for when someone does transition, how to start celebrating whatever it is you learn from them, if that's the kind of relationship that you had, and you honor them by how you live. And if it was a situation where maybe it wasn't favorable, you just pray for their soul,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you move on so that you don't carry any weight or guilt or just any conflicting emotion when you're
right.
going through the complication of loss and bereavement. And I feel like the season where I had such heavy loss
mm-hmm.
really prepared me to be able to support other people going through those seasons now. Right. So just like we had, you know, Badreen in our community be able to, you know, write the book and the journal on grieving, and everyone grieves differently.
Yes.
Spoke to her the other day because I had to say, time for me to re-up, because I purchased them and I give them to people going through difficult times processing grief, because it's different for everyone. Mm-hmm. But talking about it and talking through those emotions are helpful. And there's no expiration point as to how people should feel when they lose loved ones. I think it's just learning a new normal. And that's what I always share, you know, as people journey through that new normal, whatever mm-hmm. that is for you, mm-hmm. that God strengthens you to be able to lean in to everything you learned, every laugh, every good time. And if it was not one where it was a favorable situation, even thank God for the lessons learned there.
Yep.
And just pray for the soul of the individual. We don't always have safe places where we can talk through grief, where we can talk through the emotions that come from bereavement. Not for you to rehash to stay there, but mm-hmm. for you to be like, okay, look, it's a rough day right now.
Yeah.
You know, this is not, I'm not, I need a minute. And it's okay to give you a chance as an individual to process it. But what we won't do in this community is let you stay down.
Right.
We'll let you go through it, walk through it, so we can build you back up and remind mm-hmm. you of God's word and be able to help you push forward, taking one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just to breathe, because there's some mornings where it'll hit you. There's some nights where it'll seem like it's suffocating you, and you just got to breathe through it and say, Lord, you are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You have the strength of my life. Like, you have to bring, that's why we repeat scripture, not so that we can see who can quote the Bible.
Right.
It's because you have to actually speak the words.
That's right.
So that you can strengthen the spirit being inside of you to worship God and to get the comfort and the peace that passes understanding that can only come from Him.
Yes. Yes.
So.
And you know what, sis? And I love what you're saying here. And I was thinking, as you were talking, the type of words that I would use as thoughts would come to my head. And instead of my using the I am words, like, oh, I'm sad, I would rethink those and recognize that, no, I'm not. I am sad. I feel sad. You know, I feel these things, but I know I am who God says that I am. So I've been very careful in my I am statements during this time. And I think that that's, you know, something of value that I hadn't consciously thought of until I started consciously thinking of it. I can feel what I feel and recognize that or acknowledge that, but I am none of the feelings. I am everything that God already set up for me to be. So that has been helpful just in being able to move forward. Even when I have those down times, I'm like, okay, yeah, but what needs to happen now? And then who am I in relation to all of what it is that God's called me to do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's been critically helpful. And a matter of fact, your nephews, they had their performance. Judah made his choreographical debut yesterday. Phenomenal.
Oh my goodness. You know,
yeah. And just seeing them all perform that was over the top. So this is what it's about.
It is. Well, and you know, I don't know who else needed to just be a part of that discussion and conversation around loss and bereavement. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's weighing on me too, because I have a member of my sorority take ill just all of a sudden, literally right in front of everyone's eyes at a nice little gathering, and now in critical condition.
Oh, wow.
And I was in shock when I got the call, and I said, okay, Lord, let me just go into prayer. And I said, it's an honor that others would associate you with being able to pray, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing. Oh, well, my whole sorority knows, well, the grand gonna pray. Whether you believe in Jesus or not, she gonna pray. Right. That's who you elected. You happen to elect somebody who's unapologetic about the gospel of Christ. But as I just think about her story, very small family, not a lot of relatives, but someone who has had so much that she has given through service, I said, Lord, just have mercy.
Right.
I, you know, the doctors can say anything, but Lord, you can do all things. And if it's your will to lift her up from this bed, it's to your glory. If you carry her home, it's to her glory. In whichever way, as our Winnie Birch would say, it's all right with us, Jesus. It is all right. But it's hard dealing with these kind of moments in life, right? But it's grounding and sobering to remind us that every day is a gift. Every day is an opportunity to give God glory and praise. So that's why we start with what are you grateful for and get into our scripture. Proverbs 15:3 was on my Bible app this morning. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. What does that mean? God see everything. That's what it means. He sit high, he look low, he see all things, he knows all things. There is nothing hidden from his sight. So be encouraged at whatever it is that you're facing or that you're going through, that our God is an amazing God. And he doesn't make any mistakes, and he's got you. So yes. Calvita is Dr. Roz. That's her alias. Because before I was like, well, who Calvita? And where Calvita came from? But that is our Dr. Roz. So let's see if you are out of the vortex and can share with everybody what you are grateful for and your scripture, and then we'll keep it moving.
This is my Android for work, and unfortunately, you know, the iPhone's been acting crazy, but to God be all glory. I am Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz. I hail out of Dallas, Texas, Oak Cliff, Texas. But to God be all glory. I was thinking this morning, well, not just this morning, really for this whole quarter, because Dr. Stacy, you know, the quarter is over. You know, going into this new beginning week of April. But when you were talking and were people judging and how people are and let God judge, you know, our relationship is built up on truth. And with that, you know, one of the scriptures that I just had to keep pressing into this week was John 8:32. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the only way to know that is that we continue to have our private time, our secret place time, you know, before we ever go to a Trucking God's Way clubhouse, before we ever go to a faithpreneur clubhouse. What are we doing in our private time? And then, you know what the blessing is? I'm so elated to get the private time. Then when I come horizontal with Doc or going into my own room or going into other groups, whether it be clubhouse or subscription groups that I'm a part of, the horizontal, it just, you know, Jason, we like say, we can't make this stuff up, right?
Right.
Can't make this stuff up. It is so good. And one thing I wanted y'all to think about when you think about your relationship with truth, I don't know if you have a dedication for yourself and that helps you to remain pinpoint accurate in your journaling time or your secret place time. But before you go any further in the process, you must face your relationship with truth. And, you know, relational currency isn't just me dealing with Jason or Dr. Stacy or Charlene, or it's dealing with that three-dimensional of yourself, you know, the spirit, the mind, the body. And you can't get rid of your ego. Your ego is there. So you might as well make the ego a part of the team and train the ego. That was an important part that Dr. Japonica, my best friend, was learning and talking about that. But when we want to deal with the truth, it's like knowing how you relate to the truth will assist you in identifying things that are restricting your growth. So what Dr. Stacy was sharing, you know, there's certain individuals, and it's our right for who you care for, who you don't care for. But the thing is, I don't think it's good leadership when you go blasting and acting crazy, because you need to look at yourself in the mirror. You know, how many times have you may not have cared for someone, and then God caught you in the act of a little morsel, a little puzzle piece of operating like that person. And Jace, well, still condolences for you. I'm helping my grandpa, and I want to read my granny's favorite scripture, Psalms 118:28-29. You are my God, I will give you thanks. You are my God, I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever and ever and ever. And Dr. Stacy, you said breathe. You know, I'm an acronym queen. B is be still before God. R is release what you cannot control. E is exhale, fear, inhale, faith. And A is align with the truth. A is align with the truth. And T is trust God's timing. H is honor your body, the temple. And then E is execute no matter what in peace. So y'all be still. Release, exhale, align, trust, honor, execute, and live in rhythm of God with every breath that he carries us into his presence with him. Understand his peace. Understand his power. So y'all, you're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And Dr. Stacy, your twin, Joseph, October 4th, he is going to go be a flight attendant because he said he wants to take his son across the world. So, that's going to be a blessing and delight. We're going to have a going away for him for this week. So prayerfully, I envisioned this, that he would meet you one day, not knowing he was going to be a flight attendant. But he comes and tells me about this lady who is called the Minister of Faith. And then I'm like, I know her, because you might bump into each other. You might bump into each other at the airport. And thank you for the Weibo, because that's one of the things you say when things unexpectedly happen, you know, it's going to be all good, because I'm going to do something a little new when they have the next graduation. But to God be all glory. And y'all have a God amazing day. And Uncle Vinny said he just gave a thumbs up. But y'all have a God
amazing Uncle Vinny.
Tell my bro, I said, hey, Ross.
Yes. I will. And get him his organic chocolate milk.
Right.
Ooh, we got Patricia in the building.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to yield to you since this app been acting up. Right, hey, Factor and Lady.
Happy Sunday. Yes, Pat, Patricia Winden, a.k.a. Pat the Factor and Lady, tapping in from Houston, Texas. I, too, am going to attend the same function that our sister Carmen is the moderator for. So I am, like, maybe 2 minutes away. I am so grateful for this room. I owe the moderators, Dr. Stacy, we keep you in prayer. We can't afford for anybody to be sick, because so many people, you know, we depend on this. This is my church group, my family.
Amen.
And, you know, as you all were talking, I'm pondering and reflecting that since I've been connected to this this group, right? It's been the best days of my life, and it's also been some hard days as well, like some stuff that I never would have imagined going through. You know, there's been, you know, of course, there's COVID and all that, and deaths and ups and downs, and, you know, like a little roller coaster. But I am so grateful. I am so grateful for that. A little bit of a share, and then I will say my scripture and drop off. A week ago, my season has ended with my private investor, which was a global bank. And it was a lot bittersweet. But I know deep in my heart that God has other plans for me. Prior to this, lots of opportunities have been coming my way, very much on an entrepreneur level, meaning there's no base. And, you know, with the base typically comes insurance and that sort of thing. And so I know that comfort, you know, I've been a W-2 most of my life. The factoring lady was born, those that don't know, during the pandemic. And that was easy because it's like, okay, now I need to do something. It was a quick pivot within 30 days. But, you know, we get comfortable with that W-2, with that pay stub. But is that what we should be doing? You know, is that our purpose? I loved my job, my private investor job. You know, I was working the hardest I've ever worked. You know, we're talking, and this was on my own accord, you know, working nights and weekends and just really working hard. But, it, you know, and in the mix of that, it affected my health. There was no balance there. And, you know, some would say there is no true balance because whatever you're putting most of your energy towards, something's going to, you know, not be there and you're not going to be doing your best on or what have you. But, you know, when your health is affected, that's not good, you know. And so I'm just excited. I have been going every day on the go. I'm lining things up. My prayer request is that the Holy Spirit gives me the discernment so that I use my time wisely, because there's a lot of shiny objects out there. You know, I already see like all these folks that I've been subscribing to email wise that I have not been able to attend. There's so many free workshops and webinars and this and that. And it's like, it's so easy to jump and do that. And I can't do that. I need to be wise about it. Some of you all know that I'm a senior associate for Legal Shield. I don't wear it on my sleeve. You know, obviously my director is like now pressing me to, you know, be the next $1 million ring or earner and all this stuff. Is like, I don't know about that. And there's other things that I do. You know, obviously the factoring lady never stopped being the factoring lady. So that's a lot of information, the acting, the modeling. I got to do an audition today. So that's another thing that's exciting. They are looking for a full-time person to be a scout, and be part of that organization. That's exciting. But that would take me away from doing the other thing. So this is a lot of information, I know, but that's my prayer. I do have a couple family members that are going through some things. So I just know I'm covered, so I won't go into details. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Amen. Amen. Have a great time and give Carmen our love. We are rooting for her. We know it's going to be an amazing day. And as you're on this new journey, what I will say to you is nothing is wasted. And everything that we go through prepares us for what God has in store. And you mentioned a lot of ups and downs. That's life. And I don't think we always talk about the fact that we will face certain trials, right? The fiery darts from the enemy come in different ways. But what we learn in this journey of a faithpreneur is how to strengthen our faith such that we don't show up the way we did when we were just starting out our journey. And as a believer, as a faithpreneur, we show up like, oh, okay, so this is the new trick. It's same playbook, different trick. You are defeated. I'm going to get through this. I'm already successful. Like, our words give us strength in what we say. Even how you just testified, that's not the Patricia we first met years ago. You coming out slaying demons. Like, okay, well, this investor is gone, but God got something else. Your frame is totally different because you know who you are in the Lord. You know that we live in a fallen world. You understand that weapons will form. But what does the word tell us? No weapon formed will prosper. the good fight of faith. It tells us that there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a battle. There will be resistance because the enemy hates your guts. He can't stand any one of us that are going to speak the truth of the gospel. He can't stand us for witnessing for the kingdom. So he's going to try to do things to take you off track, to make you doubt, to make you give up, to distract you from your assignment. But being a part of this community is the safe place. Destiny Designers University is like a special ark, if you will, to cover the development and the execution of your assignment here on the earth. So we are proud of you, Patricia. Continue to stand up for Jesus. Continue to be a beacon of light. And trust that when you even operate in this conference today, you're not coming as a spectator. You're coming as a participant in the witness of what God has already prepared for you. So I declare and decree that you're walking in expecting to receive as you share your gifts and talents, a new JV, a new partnership, a relationship. You have everything that you need. God is just showing you where you're going to place it next because you had time to refine and to reimagine what it looked like when you were with that private investor. Now it's time for you to bet on yourself and do it in a very constructive way that will allow you to have the resources necessary to leave an inheritance for your children's children. So be encouraged, my sister. I can't wait for the testimony that'll come out of your experience today. All right, my brother Darren, you are next up, I think. Jay, is Darren next or is it Charlene?
I think it is, let me PTR, it's Darren.
All right, my brother, great to see you. Tell everyone where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for and your scripture for today.
Great morning, family. Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, God in my life, family, friends, associates, colleagues, extended families, especially this one. Good health and strength. A place to stay, so food to eat. I got some clothes on, a couple of dollars in the bank. My scripture is, I always read from King James, John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. As we know, there's a lot of tribulation going on. We don't have enough time for that right now. Bible study this week was always good, but this week it was, let's page right quick, winning the battle of the mind. It was really good. I got a couple of familiar scriptures. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, or honest, or pure, or just, or lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And my other one is, in a second, another for me, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I got to tell you, that goes at such an alignment right now, because, you know, I mentioned to you where I work, and I will say a lot of these students, their mind needs to be transformed, but we're not going to have time to talk about that today. But it is what it is. And I think another scripture that brings to mind is, but it's not bringing right now. I mean, give me a second. But I mean, you know, and anyway, but you know, the mind, it's going to come to me in a minute. But yeah, but your mind, I mean, that kind of, you know, regulates everything that we do, whether, you know, it's just part of me, that's where everything comes from. But, you know, we have to be, you know, conformed, like I say, by renewing of your mind. So I'm trying to get into the scripture. I had it right a couple of minutes ago, but you know how it is. I get my mind, I need to be transformed. But I'm glad, you know, I'm here today, because, you know, the next couple of weeks I'll be here, but, you know, might not be able to be present, if you know what I'm saying. So always great to be here, and think that's it for right. Happy birthday. Anybody celebrating, I know how I feel about birthday. Anybody celebrating birthdays, happy birthday, anniversary, or anything that you celebrate, because y'all know how I feel about celebrating birthdays. They come around once a year, so you can celebrate yourself. And in fact, one of my good friends here in Maryland, her birthday is today, so I'm going to give her a call in a little bit. But happy birthday to everybody. And, my other scripture, as a man thinking, so is he. So, I mean, the mind, and I kind of joke a little bit, and they used to play the commercial on. I used to see the commercial on TV all the time. NAACP. A mind's a terrible thing to waste. And I mean, I'm not trying to prolong, but I'm just thinking about where I work. But okay, we don't have time for that. Okay, y'all have a great weekend. Love you.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate you, my brother.
The one word I can think about right now, these kids are, I'm going to use the word different. Okay.
Well, yeah, every generation has its different nuances. Yes, and man. I tell you, this one is stretching us to some different levels.
Yes, so it is.
We pray for our young women and men of valor as they develop, because they have a lot of different distractions that current, Gen Xers and millennials, and then Gen Z, and then Gen Alpha. I think Gen Alpha is the one about to turn everybody upside down, Lord, because they've been exposed to so much. There's so much going on in the world that we're going to have some patience and a whole lot of prayer as we navigate all of what is in front of us. But thank you, my brother, for always being here representing. As I remind folks, Faithpreneurs are not gender-based. We're faith-based for all of those who believe in the gospel of Christ doing work in the marketplace. So our sister Charlene, good to see you, my darling. Tell everybody where you're tapping in from and what you are grateful for today.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I am tapping in from Boston, Massachusetts. Always a pleasure to be here. So happy to see you guys. Y'all have me doing my happy dance already, and I just got here. just happy to be here. My scripture, I'm sorry, I'm battling my little peanut dog on the bed here. And he wants to do the most, and I'm trying to read scripture. Okay, Romans 15 and 33. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And lastly, 2 Thessalonians 3 and 16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you all. And I'm in a peace season. I'm in a season of peace where peace is my boundary. And what I love about God is that he is peace. Let's start there. That being quiet isn't necessarily synonymous with being peaceful or being filled with peace. And being asleep isn't synonymous either. And so for those of us who are battling on the front lines in this particular warfare that God gives warfare and then rest and then warfare and then rest. But in the midst of the battle, it's important to understand where your place of peace resides. Where is your anchor? I understand that we call our God, Lord Jesus, our anchors. However, in the midst of all of that, He is also our God of peace. So there are no limitations on our God, and there are no containers that we can put him in. And so when it comes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, he is also our refuge, but for peace. Now, we pull on him for a lot of other things, but when you are a warrior for Jesus, who is the Christ, it's very important for you to understand how to retreat into his peace. And I didn't understand that in the beginning of my walk. I didn't understand how to do it. I didn't understand that it requires you to sit before him and sometimes say nothing. Sometimes he doesn't say anything, and sometimes you don't say anything. But there has to be an established anchor, an established location for peace. And I love what my brother Darren just said about the battle of the mind, because as soon as you get into God's presence, you know, other things want to distract you out of his presence. And so there is a battle of the mind. And so part of what it means to become efficient in getting into God's presence is learning how to quiet yourself and how to be quiet in his presence so that you can anchor yourself in the location of his peace. Thank you for letting me share.
That is good, Charlene. That is so, so rich right there. That quietness, the stillness, be still and know that I'm God. And I know that is a challenge for most who are busy moving about, doing all the things, to just really carve out the discipline of peace, that still time, that worship time. That's why the song that I played earlier when we opened up was a worship song, to just put yourself in the posture of praise and not just all the things that we want to, Lord, help me, but just to sit and just soak in his presence, understanding what that is. And I didn't really understand the depth of what soaking in his presence meant early on in my walk, if I'm honest. I think I told y'all before in this time that I was invited to this soaking conference that one of my girlfriends, her mother is a minister, and a few of us were going to support this event that she was having. And it was this soaking, she called it a soaking, did you call it meetup, fellowship, whatever it was, but it was around soaking. And I was sitting there, and my mind was so laden with all of the different things and responsibilities that I was reading the scripture and I was sitting there. But if I'm honest, child, I was falling asleep, Sister Charlene. I wasn't soaking. I wasn't into peace. I was just exhausted. So I wasn't able to participate in the richness of what that space was offering, was to learn how to just be still, to learn how to just sit and welcome God in your heart, in your spirit. So that's a whole sermon in and of itself that you shared this morning. But thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing, and thank you for just modeling the disciplines of how we learn to grow in our walk each and every day. That's why I love our family. Destiny Designers University has so many talents and skills and gifting that are here to edify the body of Christ and to do what he has called us to do. So thank you so much, my sister. And I see Mother Gwen in the building. Mother Gwen, good morning. Tell me where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and your scripture for today.
Good morning. I'm in Los Angeles, California. Came in a little bit late. I actually had the luxury of just sleeping a little bit later.
Amen.
Which I didn't want to do on a Saturday morning. But you know what? At this point, I'm going to take everything that comes. My scripture is my go-to. And I realized that most of my elderly relatives when we would talk to them about things, they would go to this, is Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. And I realized that in their longevity, they had learned what a shepherd was and how they conformed and submitted to being shepherded. You know, and so when Charlene was talking about the peace, you know, it, you know, there's so many great scriptures of pursue peace with all men and let the peace of God, you know, just kind of keep you and contain you. I'm paraphrasing that. But you know, there is a soaking prayer that you do for people when you just have people that continuously just pray over the person. It's a soaking prayer that everyone just basically centers on one person. But I think at this time, we need to really just picture ourselves mentally in a wonderfully heated pool with essential oils where we're soaked down up to our necks and letting everything go and letting the world, the cares and all of that go. Because I do believe that what Charlene was saying, the recipe right now is to be still, but still everything in you. And just come in and just be, let the comfort, like the feathers of the Lord, surround us and let us practice peace, because we're going to need it. We need to have it. And so I'm just grateful for today. I'm grateful for you. You know why I'm grateful for you, my sister, you know, okay. And I'm grateful that God has again let you travel to be safe. And I just pray that we will know that to cast down every imagination and every high thought that would exalt itself against the word of God when he says, be still and know. And then I have to think of, what do I know? I know that he is a present help in any of my times of need. And that gives me the peace of God that passes my human understanding. I'm grateful for him and his presence, that he is the only entity in my life that will never leave me, never forsake me, can't lie and won't fail. Love you all. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Gwen. My system has been acting up today, so it went out for a little bit of what you said, but I heard the main part, and we give God glory and thank God for you and for the blessing that you are in the kingdom and all that God is doing. It's truly just something when you think about your own life, and everyone in this room, you have your own story. And the journey of a faithpreneur requires the time to get acquainted with God in a different way. I used to hear Reverend Mother preach that sermon so much about being acquainted with who God is, like really having an understanding of all that he has made you to be and all of who he is in our lives. And the power in understanding that gives you the power to fight against the wiles of the enemy, to be able to deliver your unique gifting, skill, and talent. And I just want you all to be encouraged as we close out this month, this quarter, that you've gone through some things from January through March. Some people that started the year in January aren't here to close out the end of March. Every day is a gift. Every moment that we get to breathe God's breath, let's not take it for granted, because it is, it's not promised. We don't know what God's plans are, but we trust his plans. And we trust that every day we're doing our best to honor who he has called us to be. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know who is encouraged by you in the spaces that you occupy, whether it be your investor, your paid investor, your job, whether it be your family, whether it be your neighborhood, whether it be your community. You don't know who is looking at your life as a witness. So be encouraged as you move through your day, as you move through this part of the year, that your prayer is, God, help me to see more of you. Let me decrease so that you can increase, so that I can be a witness in the kingdom. Give me the strength to fight against the wiles of the enemy, but give me the peace that passes all understanding while I travel through the valley of the shadow, that I will not fear any evil because you are with me. Your rod and thy staff, it protects me. Like when you are able to be in a place that scripture is not just for memorization so you can recite it at a play. It's for the daily bread. It's for the strength that gives you the courage, the ability, and the consistency in your walk to be able to be a witness for the kingdom. Share the good news of the gospel and do what God has called you to do. So as we are in this place, I'm encouraged because I'm like, Lord, there's been so much going on all at the same time. All of you or many of you know that I am in my role as international president and CEO of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have our Grand Boulet, which is our international conference that we have biannually. So this July in Nashville, Tennessee will be our conference and preparing for that. And then preparing for the campaigning portion of it, where I am seeking the re-election to finish this role in the next 2 years with everything that God has given, to be a wife who is getting ready to celebrate my 30th wedding anniversary tomorrow, to be a mother to two young men of promise and valor, to be a daughter to two parents who are not teenagers anymore and are climbing the ladder, and God bless them with health and strength, to be a sister, to be an auntie, to be a cousin, to be all the things. All of us have all of these various roles that we have to fulfill in life. And the only way for me to be able to fill any of them is to trust God, to have him direct and order my steps, right? In all thy ways, acknowledge him so he can direct thy path. So whatever path you're on, don't let anxiousness creep in. Don't let doubt plague you. Continue to stand and speak the truth of the gospel. Continue to pray for discernment on what to do, where to go, and how to do it. I think you heard Patricia talking about that earlier, right? Being able to understand not everything that glitters is gold, and not to be swept up by doctrine that isn't grounded in the truth of the gospel and who God is. So all of that requires prayer time. All of that requires fasting. All of that requires sowing. All of that requires praising. All of that requires rejoicing. All the things that God has given us to be weapons against the wiles of the enemy, so that what you are positioned to do, no one else can do it. Jason can't do it. I can't do it. Carmen can't do it. Brother Gwen can't do it. Only you can do what God has called you to do, because your life is attached to specific people who will hear you different, who will be encouraged by you different, who will see an example through you different, because your testimony comes from a place of knowing, not a place of, well, I have reasoned by deduction that blah, blah, blah. No, it's, hey, I went through this. I survived this. My testimony is real because I came out on the other side of this test. So whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that you're going through, it's for a purpose. I've learned that it helps to strengthen you. It helps to fortify what it is that you say you believe, because you have to get to the point where your faith is resolute, that you know that God is in control, that he is the one that has made all things possible. So with that, my brother, any final comments before we close out today?
Yeah, you know, this is a side note. Since we've been doing the whole no added sugar this month, and we talked about it on Honoring Your Temple segment on Sunday Joy, I wanted to add this one thing to it. You know, some folks think that they don't have the finances in order to do something healthy. And so, you know, I've been talking about grounding, and, you know, we've talked about quite a few things.
Yeah, you try to get the 14 of the door.
Well, the newest chapter has been, looking at the things in your yard. A lot of us call these things weeds. But if you start looking back in the archives of what used to be eaten in this country, those weeds were our greens. And they are highly nutritious. They are more nutritious than the stuff that you can get in the store. So I just want to encourage everybody, don't spray weed killer on your lawns and all of that. Go out and fortify your salads with some of those greens or your smoothies with some of those greens. Dandelion is amazing. I just had a dandelion flower smoothie yesterday and it was off the charts. So just notice that God has placed so much stuff right in our front yard. And I had been praying like, you know what, Father, I need to plant some herbs here. And he's like, you already got herbs. So I took my phone, took some pictures of the different plants growing in the yard. And then I went on to my Google Lens to identify them and found out that I've got a boatload of nutrition just naturally growing. And then I planted some more stuff also. So just take time to identify the herbs and you will find that there is liver health there. There is heart health. There is brain health growing right in your yard. There is hydration help. All of that's right there. And it just grows wild. So that's my food for thought today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's
something
free.
Something else for us to talk about.
Something else for us to talk about.
Sunday Joy That's Show right. tomorrow.
That's right. Exactly.
We will be doing the show live on my anniversary tomorrow. Nice. But now you got me back in the dirt.
And back in the dirt. Oh, that's right.
Jesus, help me, y'all. Pray.
Healing in
pray
it.
My strength.
Healing in the dirt. That's right.
And you know what's so funny? I grew up with two older cousins who were boys, and they had me acting like a tomboy for like the first 6-7 years of my life. Basically the younger of the two, because he was just a mess. I was in playing with worms and eating dirt with him. It was And then I got to high school. That's when I realized. I was like, oh, no, this is not my portion. This rough and rugged life is not for me.
You got soft. What's up?
Yeah, I did. I did. I did. I was like, oh, no, I'm a lady. I'm like, no. Because they sure had me out in the streets playing flag football, all kind of stuff. See? Oh, it was the best.
That's what's up. That's good.
But I bless God for these lessons learned and these conversations, because we do have to explore different ways of getting nutrition into our bodies, because we can see what happens when we don't. And there's more money being made in this country or for people being sick than it is on you being healthy. So that is the truth. That is the truth. And the body has properties that can heal itself when we put the right things
in it. Things in. That's right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. This addition of just adding those things along with stepping away from the sugar, like when you had brought that up, and I thought, okay, this is going to be interesting. I don't eat a whole lot of it, but it was the added sugar portion.
The added sugar, right.
And I was like, okay, I had to watch everything I was doing, because I'm like, you know, I'll throw some honey in something, some demerara, you know, some cane juice or whatever. I was like, that's added sugar, so I got to step away from that. But the clarity that this has brought this month, I'm like, you know, I'm thinking of carrying this into another month.
See, you might have to do a testimonial for Pastor Ture on the clarity, because that's really what the challenge was about, just to see what kind of clarity would come, you know, as a result. But every day we can make small decisions that help us to have, you know, better outcomes. So tune in to the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show, 12 to 2 every Sunday on IreeJamRadio.com or on IreeJam app if you download it from the App Store. So make sure you tune in to us as 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time, and you can catch us there. And the Jason Hodge and I doing a segment on honoring your temple. And I'm excited about Zucchini Zephyr coming in these streets. So they'll be seeing the rollout of what you are doing, my brother. Excited to support you and celebrate all of what you are bringing to the world, which is just one of many series of brilliance. So we're going to close on out. Where I am, it's 7:20 a.m.
Oh, and real quick, sis, it looks like Tanika's husband celebrated his 50th this past Tuesday. So happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday to your hubby. Indeed. All the birthday folks that have celebrated in the month of March and those getting ready. It's not your time yet. You got to wait. April's not here yet. We still closing out March.
Right. No preemptive strikes.
Yes, no preemptive. You got to wait. But we celebrated all of our March babies indeed. Right. And looking forward to what God has in store. Thank him for healing up my throat even as we went through this call.
Exactly.
Look, I feel my strength coming on. That's so y'all done watched it in real time. I was like, what kind of, like literally I woke up and felt like my throat was closing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, the devil is a lie. You think you're going to shut me up that I'm not going to do the prayer call before I have to do a keynote? You are a lie from the pits of hell. Let's just keep this thing moving, honey. So I thank God for healing and restoration. And I will pray us out if there are no other announcements for today.
I just wanted, Raquel's been missing and Valerie Adderley, because we know she was on the conference line. So while you pray, those of us who know people who have been in the circles and you know they were regulars and they're not here, if you just lift up their names, because we don't know what's going on in different individuals' lives. So that was my share. We were in the car and I went over a bump. So when I opened it up the first time, I think the Lord was saying, you need to say that. So I love y'all. And right. Just that we can continue to pray and think about, visualize those circles of faces and the shares or comments that have been out there, because there's been many, many, many who are a part of the faith in Europe for pushing almost 20 years. I don't know what number we on, Dr. Stacy, but the many, many years. So I just wanted to share that.
Absolutely. Love you too. And did I see Dr. Viva here? Y'all keep my Dr. Viva in prayer too.
Yeah, I didn't see her today. Like,
oh, there she is. I just looked down. I didn't see. Let me shout out everybody. I see Dr. D. Viva. I see my Sor Lanita. Hey, that's one of my boss ladies. She's just tracking me, making sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
No. She's always in the room. Gina, Daryl, Karen, Shanice, Tarika. Hey, Gayla, how you doing, sis? David. Is that King David? Robin, Tanika. Hey, namesake, Stacy, Yamira. Hi, nephew. R.A., Taj, Shauna, and Josie, appreciate all of you for being here in the room. So I'm going to go on and pray us out and get ready for my event this morning. So pray my strength as my words can touch the hearts of those who are here and add value to their 67th celebration today for their scholarship brunch.
Yeah, so. And tell these folks, I don't know who's running your schedule, sis. I don't understand it at all. But well, they got it close. They got close. I mean, they at least are on the West Coast, but they went two states south of where they should have had you. I just not understanding it. I'm just, you know. Just, you know, put a word in for a brother. Just saying. Okay.
Yeah, I'll put it a word for you, bro. I got you. I got you. I'll mention it. You got to find a reason.
Good looking out. Good looking out.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for laughter, for joy in our souls. We thank you because you are God all by yourself. And we just praise you for how you continue to move in our lives, how you continue to remind us that there is nothing hidden from you. You see all things, you know all things, and we thank you for loving us with a love like no other, and nothing can separate us from your love. So as we endeavor to do your will, we ask you, dear Lord, for continued guidance as you order our steps. Help us to be just really aligned with your will for our lives. Not what we want, but what you want for us. Help us to decrease so that you could increase. Where we go wrong, turn us right. Teach us how to pray and what to pray for. Forgive us for anything that we've done outside your will or your way. And we thank you for correction in your word. We thank you for new grace and new mercy that you provide each and every day. And we just ask, dear Lord, as we go through this weekend and close out this month of March, this first quarter of 2026, that you guide us and you lead us, that your name get the victory, the glory, and the praise from all that we do. For those who are seeking clarity, we ask for you to grant not only clarity, a high level of discernment, and pinpointed accuracy in our prayers for execution and manifestation of the results that you've already purposed for us. We thank you, Lord, for each and every member of this family, our community, this Destiny Designers University that you gave me to be a good steward of those who are growing in their relationship with you, our faithpreneurs who are emerging and thinking about the ideas and the ways that they can be a blessing. Those who are established, dear Lord, and are looking to scale and grow, and our empowered faithpreneurs who can come back and sow into the journey of others. We just thank you for those who are fighting through healing and restoration from surgeries or illnesses. And I thank you for even just healing my throat this morning with whatever that was. I just thank you for the way you continue to demonstrate your love in our lives. We pray for those who are bereaved at this time, for you to strengthen them and to cover them and to help them celebrate their loved ones by how they live and remember the lessons and the blessings that they experience. We pray for those who are dealing with financial challenges, who have been displaced from jobs or looking for different ways to augment their business. Put each piece of the puzzle in its place and the witty downloads and divine ideas that will generate the resources, because you are the source. So we just thank you for how you continue to move in our lives. And we just pray for more testimonies to come as a result of the faithfulness of your people. So we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise for the new that is coming forth. Thank you for our dear sister Carmen, as you cover her as she moderates today and inspires the lives of those who will be present for this summit. Be with Patricia as she goes, and my other friends who are part, and Bishop Diston, who is a blessing. Just pray for them all today. Be with Mother Joan, cover and keep her. Thank you for Mother Gwen and her faithfulness, and the elders of this space and this room that continue to cover and keep us all lifted. Be with D. Jason Hodge and his family in their time of bereavement today. Just cover and heal all those spaces that bereavement can bring, and clarity around how to move forward in the next iteration and a different kind of normal when people transition. And we pray for all of those with children, because there is just an interesting dynamic going on with young people and the things that are inspiring not so good actions with them. We pray against the spirit of confusion and violence and just all sorts of just unsettling things that we're seeing in this young generation. Help us to be better examples and to be courageous leaders and helping them develop as the servant leaders of tomorrow. So we will continue to give your glory, give your name all the glory and the honor and the praise in all the things that we do as we continue to move forward with our endeavors and our assignments and all the various competing tasks that we have. Nothing trumps the time that we get to spend with you, learning of you, growing in you, getting stronger in our faith so that we can deliver the good news of the gospel in the marketplace in the way in which you have given it to us. So anything we've forgotten to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. And we will never stop giving your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, family. This room will close in 5, 4, 3, 2 and 1. Tune in tomorrow. Faith Preneur Sunday Joy. Love you. And
it's love you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Preneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.